From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 14 people were killed and 17 wounded on Wednesday when three gunmen burst into a handicapped training center in San Bernardino, California, and started shooting. This woman got a phone call from one of the victims.
She was whispering, and she said they were in a room locked up because there were shooters, and that she thinks they were in another building, but she wasn't positive.
Hours later, police shot and wounded one suspect after spotting an SUV in which the gunman escaped, and they captured at least one other. There are conflicting reports about whether the wounded suspect is dead. Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. U.S. military officials say the special forces troops being deployed to Iraq to fight the Islamic State will have well-planned and very well-targeted objectives in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren spoke to Congress.
This is not a major ground combat operation. And we're talking, a double-digit number of personnel inside Iraq conducting very precise, very surgical, and by the way, very limited operations against exceptionally well-planned and very well-targeted objectives.
Colonel Steve Warren. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigeria-based militant group. There has been no independent confirmation of the claim. This is VOA News.